Former Navy SEAL calls out Raphael Warnock for mocking Christians who want guns for self-defense. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 3, 2020. Former Navy SEAL Team 3 member Eli Crane called out Democrat Senate candidate Raphael Warnock on Wednesday for mocking Christians who want guns in church for self-defense. On November 30, 2020, Breitbart News reported Warnock mocked churchgoers who wanted to be able to carry guns for self-defense. He did this in 2014, as Georgia was adopting a new law, the Safe Carry Protection Act. That act allowed Georgians with concealed carry licenses to carry in place previously off-limits places like churches in the hopes that reducing the number of gun-free zones in the state would also limit the number of soft targets available to criminals and demented attackers. Warnock mocked the idea of congregants being armed for self-defense. On December 2, 2020, the NRA posted video of former SEAL Eli Crane taking Warnock to task for mocking concerned churchgoers. The video begins with Crane explaining that although he no longer wears a uniform, he is compelled to fight for this country. And he explains that his efforts to call out Warnock are part of that fight. Crane says, "I just can't sit by and watch it anymore. That's why when I hear these guys and wannabe leaders like Raphael Warnock, in a sermon no less, making fun of Christians who want to carry a firearm into church, serving a party talking about defunding the police. I mean, it's like these guys could care less about we the people, you and me." He added, "I can't listen to their divisive rhetoric or their policies that destroy prosperity, our freedoms, our liberties, and our abilities to protect ourselves." Crane went on to discuss his personal life as a father and a husband and how he calls his wife from time to time to be sure she has her gun with her. He explained why he makes sure she has her gun, saying, "It's because I love her. And I care about her, and I know there's evil out there and I know that there's wicked men and women out there that would do her harm." Crane then went to talk of how it is time to take a stand, indicating part of that stand is voting to be sure Warnock is defeated in the January 5, 2020. Georgia Senate runoff. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.